This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Newsmax. Some big news from Newsmax. Eric Bolling is back on your TV with a new show. So you can tune in Newsmax every weekday, 3 o'clock Central. Eric Bolling on The Balance. Actually, he is The Balance. To big media, to woke politics, and to cancel culture. And all this week, Eric is exposing you. Ready? The dangers, and that's the right word, capital D-A-N-G-E-R-S, capitalized, all of it, dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's here. It's happening, big time. And it could wipe out your wealth. Get the truth about Biden. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. Make sure you let Midco know you can switch and find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today because it's real news for real people.
In an extraordinary place,
the U.S. of A, baby.
For the stars and stripes, an eagle flies.
That's us. More of our conversation with Daryl Lease. Also, we're going to talk with a retired Marine. You never really retire from the Marines. Once a leatherneck, always a leatherneck.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
We want you to know about Save the Brave. We have more of your calls, questions, comments. Welcome. Your emails, ScottH@flagfamily.com. You can text Todd. 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Here's a texter. Do you consider Canadian oil foreign oil or domestic? Well, it's foreign oil in the sense it's another country. I do think, by the way, the tar sands is an example, is like literally, how could I compare this? So I drive a Chevy truck from Pucklich, and by the way, we want to come to your farm or ranch and just do something nice for you. Maybe it's bring lunch out. Maybe it's just show up and do a show there, whatever. Text me and say, come on out. Come on out. You know, I was part of calving season down in St. Anthony. My buddy Doug Hill.
Yeah, I remember.
Chimney Butte Ranch. He said, come on out. I came out. He thought I was crazy, but I'm sitting in the cold waiting for the calves to come out. He watches it on TV while he's having dinner. I want to see it come out. Because it was like a miracle. I mean, every birth's a miracle. But just seeing that, you know, and then that little calf. Yeah. Anyway, well, I love doing it. I'm like a kid in a candy store. It brings me back to my youth. So we'd love to come to your farm or ranch. And Pucklich Trail Boss is something you got to see. Well, if you compare the Trail Boss to, say, the Yugo, okay? Compare a Chevy Silverado Trail Boss from Pucklich that I'll bring to your farm or ranch if you text me to a Yugo. Todd, do you get the comparison? So a Yugo is tar sands, and Bakken crude is the Chevy.
Oh, I get you.
Okay?
I get you.
So
yeah. Quality.
Technically they're a foreign government, so it'd be foreign. I do think, though, this is a dumb question, and I throw out dumb questions once in a while. But you know how we're a slave to what WTI is? That's West Texas Intermediate, right? That's kind of the U.S. benchmark on oil. And then there's Brent, okay? Not our lieutenant governor. Brent is Brent crude. That's like the foreign benchmark, okay?
Yep.
Why don't we have a North American crude price? Because Bakken is a premium. Like Delta Airlines has their own refinery, and they want Bakken crude because it's so good.
Oh, okay.
So I think this listener's onto something. When you say Canadian foreign oil, is that domestic or foreign? Well, it is technically foreign, but North American oil, Mexico, Canada, and then the U.S., which is the best, you know, Canada, tar sands is like, that's the Yugo. But, you know, it's still North America. It's still better than Saudi Arabia. It's still better than, you know. Why are you chuckling, Todd? I saw you chuckling. Yeah. He's got the Yugo in his head, you know. Does anybody even drive a Yugo anymore?
My buddy had one. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Anyway, we got to finish with Daryl Lee's North Dakota Farm Bureau, because I asked him to finish that thought on where he's going before the break.
So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, crops that aren't going to make maturity out there. There's a lot of crops that, you know, will make maturity, maybe aren't going to have the tonnage of the straw residue, stover, from when you're speaking about corn. But there's a usefulness of that, because we can do supplementation with mineral and protein supplements to utilize some of those poor quality things. And I think that, you know, we need to get more of these, you know, we need to facilitate getting the grain farmer and the rancher together and coming up with a feasible, you know, cost structure and the value structure for those products, that the farmer can get his value for the fertilizer value of that stuff going back into the ground, and the rancher can still afford to be able to utilize it. And there's some charts out there that explain what that fertilizer value is to help with that. And I think that's probably the biggest help that we can do, the biggest fix we can do, because loans, it's still gonna be a pinch point. We still might need loans even on that, but it'll be a less cost deal, hopefully a more localized access to some marginal feedstuffs that we will still have to supplement, but it's a way to get some feedstuffs out there also.
How about, and by the way, farmers and ranchers do more for the habitat than any CRP program or any government design program ever do. And in my mind, they ought to get a get-out-of-jail-free card on all the habitat stuff, I don't know, two times in a 2 out of 10, 1 out of 10, right? And be able to just say, sorry, I just think that's another fix here that needs to be done, because you're sitting there with feed that, you know, you can't use because of habitat. When you take care of the habitat, you know, 9 out of 10 years.
Well, and that's the other question that needs to be asked, and I haven't even asked this one yet. Is all of the state controlled and owned, you know, property being utilized for either grazing or haying? You know, there's the state game and fish control some things. Are we utilizing every acre of that possible, or aren't we? Are we, you know? So there's some things out there that probably need to be looked into a little deeper, because a lot of those entities, and the worst one is U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they really like to burn, you know, and they were burning stuff this spring when we were facing the reality of looking into a drought.
We got calls about it. It was criminal. Just ridiculous. Yep. They're burning it, and you could feed it instead of cattails, you could feed it to cows and give them another. I mean, every day is a year right now. Right? I mean, anything.
Right. And that's something the governor's office could probably, that's where they could get engaged, because is with the North Dakota Game and Fish, and to make sure that every acre that the state has a say in, whether it's owned, whether it's done through an easement or whatever, is every single possible acre getting used this year that is under the control of the North Dakota Game and Fish, the land board, whatever it might be. The governor controls that very aspect. There's where they can get involved.
Yeah, and by the way, every lever and every level of state government ought to be engaged in this issue right now, today. And I know Doug Goring is. I mean, he's and he takes it to the Industrial Commission, and you know, it's a 3-vote deal, and they're there. But the legislators also, and I've talked to Chet Pollard and Rich Wardner just this week. You know, Rich is obviously the Senate Majority Leader and engaged all the time. Chet actually owned an elevator, right? So I mean, they know this stuff backwards and forwards. And if the legislature says, hey, maybe we need a special session to deal with this, then the executive branch will go, whoa, we'll fix it. So whatever, right. Just do the dance and get it done. How about DOT? From everything we hear from them, there's a lot of cooperation there. Where if the farmer needs it, take it. If it's still there, we got it. We got to mow it. Do you feel comfortable about those situations being okay?
I think in most cases, from what I've seen, there's been a lot of ditches that are being put up that the DOT controls. There are some in some areas that are not, and I'm kind of questioning that because I know some of the ranchers in that area, and it surprises me that they're not taking them taking advantage of it. So I don't know if maybe it wasn't an arrangement that was able to be made or not. But I think that's something that could be put out there also, which goes back. That's the governor's purview. That is a cabinet position. And, I mean, I think there needs to be more information put out of where it's available, what it's available, if you can.
Daryl, I do North Dakota Farm Bureau. We got one more thing I want to ask him, and it's from a listener related to cattle insurance. Is it time? We'll talk about that when we come back. We're brought to you today by Action Movers, now offering the lowest move rate in North Dakota. Their lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men and a truck. All you do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers. They're North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call 566-5532, 566-5532. Mention Scott if you want to take advantage of that offer. Great place to work, by the way. Stop and see him in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. If you got a CDL, you could be in business. They'll help you do it. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
This is Top. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Why do they go by FGL now instead of Florida Georgia Line? What's that about?
You easier to say, probably.
Okay, that isn't like a Lady Antebellum deal. That's
no.
A, okay.
No, just makes it easier.
All right.
Kind of their nickname.
They aren't woke, are they?
No.
FTL?
No, they're awesome, actually.
Okay.
They did a, BK and Tyler did a big deal where last year they were all their tour stops, they gave a motorized wheelchair to a veteran at each stop.
Yeah, like for a veteran.
Like a $10,000 for a wounded vet, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Cool.
Brought to you by Dak Diesel today. I heard their bus is going to be there, so they'll be like out in the they're coming through Bismarck, and I heard they need to CJ and his team to fix their buses.
Oh, there you go.
So they're going to play in the parking lot while he fixes the buses.
That's what you heard?
I heard it from somebody. I can't remember if they had any idea what they were talking about. Yeah. Anyway, I think I started that rumor. Never mind.
That's the rumor of Scott just started.
Yeah.
I heard
bad
that.
Bad Scott. Bad.
I heard that, and it has to be true because I heard
that. Right. Exactly. Well, just call CJ and find out if it's true. He'll tell you the real deal. 258-5011. While you're bringing your tractor, truck, anything, semis, anything diesel, they're going to fix it. DakDiesel.com. Maybe it was this, guys. Maybe FGL heard about that anti-gel super clean 4-plus additive turbo cleaner that
keep them rolling.
Cleans up all the sins in a diesel and keep them rolling. They could have heard about that, yeah, at Dak Diesel. All right, let me finish with Daryl Leeson, and we're going to get some of your calls here today on the program and comments. We want to get Andrew Cuomo in here at some point. We got to talk about this. Don't you love how he's being thrown under the bus by Democrats? This is fabulous. And now Black Lives Matter is defending Lindsey Graham. You can't make it up. So we're going to share those with you today on the program. But let me ask Daryl, at least, North Dakota Farm Bureau, in our last question in the Drought Town Hall, a listener's question, and it's simply this. Is it time for cattle insurance? When do we get that from the feds?
Well, there's a question that I ask a lot of them. And I'm a livestock guy. I want as little government involvement in my farm and ranch as I possibly can. I haven't been into an FSA office myself since I was 19 years old. I'm 48 now. So in 30 years, I haven't been in an FSA office. So I ask other ranchers, and I get a mixed bag. Some of them go, yeah, we should have some sort of insurance policy. Some of them go, no. I don't want the government involvement any more than they are. In fact, I would like less than what they are now.
And let me just there's crop insurance, obviously, for farmers that has a backstop from the federal government. But it is actually private. If you didn't have the federal government in it, is cattle insurance going to be ridiculously expensive and doesn't pencil out anyway if you eliminated the federal government side of cattle insurance, this concept?
Well, and there is some government insurance for pastures and that out there, and it's kind of a Mickey Mouse joke, to be honest with you. There's rates are the same whether you got a few hundred acres or 5,000 acres. It's ridiculously, a lot of it doesn't work. The triggers where it kicks in doesn't work. The amount of payment you get, I mean, it gets back to the same thing right now here, Scott. If there's nothing available for several hundred miles, what's the option? Yeah. When you're dealing with a live, breathing animal, it is different than a crop that grows in one stationary spot or it doesn't grow in one stationary spot, but it's not a living, breathing animal that you got to keep alive every day of the year, 365 days a year.
There's no easy answers here, but I appreciate, we're thinking out of the box here a little bit, tired term, but we are, and we need to keep doing that. Know this, Daryl. 24/7, we're here to help. However, we can help. I've heard, conversations about hay convoys and other things and truckers donating this or that. Whatever it is, let us know we're here to help because we know what a pain point this is right now and we know what a stressor that is on our listeners, on farmers and ranchers that feed the world right now. It's a challenging time. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of good people out there that are trying to help out and we sure appreciate that. Tough decisions yet to come, though, for many.
Indeed. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
Darrell Lease, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Really appreciate him. We also had Mark Watney regularly here and others from Farmers Union Farm Bureau. This is no time for, this one's bigger than that one. It is just a time to do everything we can to make sure that we're listening and finding solutions. And you know what? If we come up with a solution that helps the next time there's a drought, all the better. So that's let's just have North Dakota have something in a box when this stuff comes up and realize, you know what? The federal government's never going to do what we want them to do effectively, ever. So, and here's what I want people to understand about farmers and ranchers. The risk is enormous. It's enormous. These are monster businesses. They have more acumen in their pinky finger than anybody in any Fortune 100 company. And, you know, with risk comes pressure. So we're thinking about you. And want to do everything we can to help. A few textures here. Kevin is wrong. Which Kevin are you supposed to be talking about? Let's see. One of them is super woke and liberal. That guy sucks. Is this maybe out of FGL? One of the guys from Florida Georgia Line is woke?
Well, it could be.
And liberal?
Could be.
All right. I wish they'd just shut up and sing myself. Just shut up and sing.
All I know is whether he's woke or liberal or not. All I know
One at a time here now.
Is that they gave a lot of wheelchairs away to wounded vets.
I like
so
that.
I don't really care
deal.
If it's wounded.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly.
So they have my respect.
By the way, we were working on a conversation today with Major Scott Husing, who is a retired Marine, author of Echo in Ramadi. Have you heard about this? He's on a Harley going across the country 3,000 miles to save the brave. It's all about raising awareness for veteran suicide.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Talk about incredible. Anyway, his cell phone ran out of juice on the road, so we're going to have to reschedule that. But fantastic. So Save the Brave. Find out more about it. I'm trying to link him up with Jim the Flagpole guy.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Nice.
A veteran himself. A recent, by the way, survivor as well of an encounter with a deer. I was in a Chevy truck from Apocalypse. He was in a motorcycle. You can't
he
make it
have
up.
A support group now, or what?
I think so. Because
you're
I was in Grand Forks yesterday, and I drove back, obviously, 29 south. I think I went 40 miles an hour. So I apologize if you were behind me.
Yeah. You have your flashers on the whole time, too.
And one semi was just, like, ticked off at me in the road construction. So it's two lanes. And I finally pulled off on a... You know, an off-ramp and just said, fine, go in front of me. What's those no cars coming?
Go by. Come on. Move on.
Get one of those slow moving vehicle triangles in the back there.
I have some issues that I've got to work through. I'm sorry. And you might know I have to go to Grand Rapids, Minnesota tonight on that stupid 34 that's too late.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's
there.
A nice scenic drive there.
Yeah, but at night dark, I'm telling you, they pop out of there like whack-a-moles.
By the way, SaveTheBrave.org.
Thank you.
SaveTheBrave.org has a great website. You can learn more about it. They do some fishing things and scholarships. And
Todd's onto something. Yeah. Whack-a-deer.
Whack-a-deer.
And you know what? Just drive a Chevy truck, I'm telling you, because it knows how to whack-a-deer. But don't swerve. Keep calm. But, yeah, they're out there. So, gosh almighty.
My brother drove semi for years. The front of his Mac looked like some out of Mad Max.
Right. I'm getting a grill guard.
Yeah,
but it's not fixed yet. So, anyway, quick break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, your calls, questions, comments, and, of course, text. Welcome to right here.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House reiterates the country will not be going back into shutdown mode after a recent increase in COVID-19 infections. Jen Psaki from the lectern.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We are not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
On Tuesday, 25 COVID deaths were reported in England. The United States had 451 deaths nationwide on Tuesday. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, beat a herd of Republicans in central Ohio, while Chantel Brown landed a victory for Democrats in Cleveland, the pair seeking open House seats. The CDC has issued a new 60-day moratorium on rental evictions, a move the public health agency said would protect about 90% of Americans. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Saturday night act before Eli Young, but I don't remember the name. Owen T or something?
No, Maddie and Tay.
Maddie and Tay. Okay.
Maddie and Tay, duet.
I barely remember that Blake Shelton's going to be doing the, yeah.
They're kind of like a Tiger Lily.
I know Blake Shelton. I know Dirk Bentley. I know Florida Georgia Line. Yeah. And I know that Eli Young band. They're coming, so yep. Right? Yeah, okay.
They'll be after these guys Saturday night.
Todd, you play the country. Kevin used to live in that world, so we, you know, you guys have to tell. I'm going to go see the Oak Ridge Boys at the casino.
Yeah. See, now I'm getting people wondering where the Oak Ridge Boys are playing, now that you mention that.
Somebody else said
Northern Lights Casino in Walker.
Yeah, so okay. Northern Lights Casino in Walker, the home of, well, Walker is where they have that
Moondance Champ.
Moondance Champ. So a lot of people know Walker for that.
Yep.
We just were in the process of purchasing some radio stations in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And so one way to get there is to go by the casino. So that's how I knew the Oak Ridge Boys were going to be there. So maybe we'll give away some tickets for that. That's kind of the calmer, gentler We Fest. And I'm telling you what, the Oak Ridge Boys are fantastic.
Ooh, bop, bum, bop, bum.
I want you to know, I did one talent show in school, and the term talent was used loosely. But I did, I was the oom papa mama guy. Elvira!
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Richard Sturban is his name.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. Yep. I've met him.
Yep.
Joe Bonzel, I met Joe. Yep. Dwayne Allen. And then, what's the other guy? They switched it out once in a while.
Oh, I can't think.
Long hair.
Yep, I just know Sturban in that deep voice.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
He's just a shrimp. He's just a little guy.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is, Elvira. Yeah, nothing like the Oak Ridge Boys. They have so many great songs. I saw them at the Chippewa County Fair in Montebello, Minnesota, by the way. Do you know that? So they aren't afraid to play county fairs years ago. This was in the 80s.
Yep.
Now they do the casino circuit.
We saw them at
still good.
Country Fest. They were great.
They're still good.
And didn't miss a note.
Exactly. Brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, an employee-owned company based right here. And that means your money stays in the community. Today's printers are basically high-end computers. And what Advanced Business Methods does is work with you to keep them secure and provide quality output and reliability. They're having their 50th anniversary soon. 50 years of serving the business community with the best products and service you'll find anywhere. Online at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Mark is on the road on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah.
Wrong Mark. We got Mark Wagner in studio. We got Mark on the phone. So the Mark on the road. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, 1985, got married. We went to Lake Tahoe for our honeymoon. We went and seen the Oak Ridge Boys at a dinner show. The intermission entertainment was the Indian and the white guy.
Williams and Reed.
Seen him.
Yep.
Hello?
Williams and Reed.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Williams and Reed, right, they walk out on stage. The Indian is wearing a great big headdress.
Yep.
And everybody's kind of giggling, and he walks up to the mic, and he says, "You may wonder how we can afford to have the Oak Ridge Boys open and close our show for us." And everybody laughs. And he says, "Government grants."
That's great. Oh, I love those guys.
Williams and Reed make me have to go down to a knee. I laugh so hard.
Oh, they are so good.
They're great.
They're incredible. And I don't doubt, Mark, like you, I don't doubt I saw them with Oak Ridge Boys. That might have been my first introduction to them.
Right.
Because
was the first time I've seen them.
That's my favorite actor. That's best. Williams and Reed.
One of the times I seen them at the casino down there south of Mandan, and they walked out on stage, and the first thing the Indian said was, "You may have caught our act at the Hoost Fest in Minot. This will not be that show."
Oh,
probably good to
gosh.
Put that disclaimer out there. Right?
So good.
Last time
it was not that joke.
Last time I was at Hoost Fest, this is no joke. I went up close, like in front of the front row, to take a picture of them. Right? Bad idea.
Yeah.
Really bad idea. Because you don't think I was that guy all of a sudden. Hey, look at that white man down there. Look at, he's taking pictures of us. Is that Scott Hennen? I think that's Scott Hennen. Oh, my gosh. It was just embarrassing. But they're the best. They're the ever-living best. Exactly right. Milo Hotzenbuehler and Williams and Ree and Oak Ridge Boys, and I want to do a Lollapalooza somewhere with all three of them. Would that not be fantastic?
Lefsapalooza.
Oh, laugh and sing, and yeah. Yeah, you would.
Lutefisk-palooza.
You're on to something. We could do the bake sale. Yeah. Remember the Rush bake sale?
I know, right?
We could do the Lefsapalooza. Yeah.
Lutapalooza.
Yeah, and we'd have the Nephla soup, too. Yeah, now we're on to something. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the
Thank
call.
God.
Yeah, have I missed any text, Todd, that you've got? I got a few more here. Easy for Big City Scott to give away rural folks freedom to choose. Back to the vaccine thing, I suppose, right? How have I given up anybody's freedom to choose? Is it by saying that if I work for someone that says I must have the vaccine if I don't have a reason not to have it, like an exemption or whatever? By the way, I think somebody suggested the best idea ever. What if you have the antibodies ready? Maybe that would be an answer. I don't know, right? But
asking for a friend, right?
I don't run Sanford Health. I talk on the radio, okay? I don't run Eventide. But I know this, John Bewer at Eventide, you know what his number one job is? Protecting the people who live there. So when the two entities, Sanford Health and Eventide, say patients at the top of the org chart, we believe our employees should have it, they aren't saying you're fired if you don't have it. They're saying, here's your choice. So I don't think that removes anybody's freedom. I don't have a freedom to work for this company if the company says, Scott, you can't wear a short sleeve shirt and have a tattoo down your arm. I have a freedom to go, well, I'll go work for a different radio station then. I just think we're getting so angry about all this stuff right now. You know, I had somebody accuse me of, you got a boring show going on today. You must not want to talk about Kevin Cramer. What the heck, people? Now if we talk about him, we're defending him. And if we don't talk about them, we're trying to, you know, ignore the elephant in the room. Give me a break. Give me a break. Just chill out. Texture says, wearing a goofy color or a silly costume for work, Scott, is far different than going into a coma and losing one's life. I don't think it's fair to compare those sort of demands. Again, religious exemption, health reason not to have it. Talk to your employer. Talk to your supervisor. Make a decision. Make a decision for yourself. We've lost our minds, folks, on these vaccines. We've lost our mind. We've absolutely lost our mind. Again, one shot Scott here. I made a decision in the middle of the process to say, well, I'm going to have it because my wife did, and we want to see our mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, her mother, in an assisted living facility. And the assisted living facility says you must or you don't. So that's why I made the decision. In the middle of my decision, I heard enough information to say, I'm going to talk to my doctor. My doctor said, you're okay. Here's what you're going to do if you get it. And you have protection already. I made a decision. I talked to my doctor. That's nobody's business. And it ought not be for you. And if your employer requires it, talk to your employer. Just to have a conversation. I don't know how else to say it. I don't feel like I'm being rude and angry and everything else. I'm trying to just say, here's how I would handle the situation. You might handle it differently. That's fine. Can't we all get along? Didn't Bill Clinton say that once? Can't we all get along? Can't we take a deep breath here?
I believe that was Rodney King.
Oh, I think you're right.
It was back in the...
Yeah. Well, I'm with Rodney King. Yep. I'm with Rodney King.
Great words. Yeah. Can't we all just hit along?
This is not difficult. Mark Wagner's here, and after I talk to Eric on the road, we're going to talk about a guy that is helping people every single day. And this is what he does. So, Mark, get ready for me to ask you that question after I talk to Eric on the road. Eric, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment. Stanford is now requiring all vendors that come into the building to have the shot. So I think what we're seeing is we're on a very slippery slope. And it's going to continue, and eventually, my theory is that OSHA will require it for everyone that has a job to be safe. You're going to have to get the shot. That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see what happens.
If the federal government says you must or you don't, I'm going to die on that hill.
Well, we better start now, Scott, because it's a very slippery slope, and that's...
I understand. I understand. But if I am a healthcare organization...
Hold up, Scott. I understand your position on the healthcare organization theory, but now they're requiring every single vendor that goes into that building. Where does it stop? Microsoft has a policy that if you have young children at home and they don't get the shot or can't get the shot, you don't get to go in their building. You don't get to...
You're right. I get it. And again, a private business making those decisions is one thing, and I think a lot of times it's influenced by liability. I get what you're saying about where it could go. I'm talking about where it's at. And if right now I understand you need a vaccine passport to get into a restaurant in New York, that's nuts. Guess what? Those restaurants will go broke. They'll go broke.
I got to admit, I didn't think about the OSHA angle. That's an interesting angle because
that
might be the ticket into making that.
And they are
the
bullying.
Law of the land, like it or not.
They are bullying us. We're not going to be bullied. That's very different from a healthcare organization, and I appreciate Eric recognizing the difference. Mark Wagner is here. ND Estate Services. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well. Every time Mark comes on, he can't get to the parking lot before there's 50 people saying, I want your help. So you love helping people. Tell me why you love helping people and what you do.
Well, I just want to create an analogy right here. After listening to you gentlemen talk about the shots, I want to tell you something. Anytime you are engaging with the government about anything, who do you think the winner is always going to be? Now,
point.
Just imagine when you die and you're worth maybe $1 million or $2 million and you just have a will. I see people all the time and they call me and...
Wait a minute.
That's not enough?
They need your help.
Well,
they need your help against all that bureaucracy.
The problem of it is it's very simple. Just like the government positions themselves by the laws of their land to take advantage of you financially, guess what happens when you die with your finances?
It's
the same
criminal
cotton picking thing.
It's criminal. It is absolutely criminal. And you're going to tell us when we come back what it is you do to
help. Absolutely. Just a couple tidbits.
And we're going to talk about the different types of estate plans he sees out there. And a discount offer coming today from the man, Mark Wegman.
Discount offer.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, the unofficial home of the deer smacker. In case you need yours, like a GMC Sierra 1500, just came out. It's a 2014. It's just $24,999. And if you're thinking, I'd rather have an F-150, there's a bunch of those. 2014 Ford F-150 Super Crew FX4. 5.5-foot bed, $28,995. Or if you'd rather have a Ram, bunch of those two. And guess what? Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty with all of those that I'm looking at right now. Look at them. Shot, click, drive, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour, and Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services. He was just telling me a story in the break that somebody called 2 years after hearing him on this program one time. Am I right?
Yeah, it was really kind of crazy, Scott. I mean, and it was, you know, the people that we help are really salt of the earth people. They want it when they want it when they die. They don't want the kids to have to argue and fight. They don't want to have to go to court, because the same attorney that did their will would also represent the family in probate. And if there's anything that's been contested, which over 50% of the wills are always contested, guess what happens to the probate fees? They start at about 2%, but they can go up to 7%. And the longer it takes, my neighbor just had his dad passed away. That was over 2 years ago, and the thing still isn't settled yet. When people set up an estate plan with us, settlement isn't in the courtroom, Scott. It's not in the court. It's at your kitchen table, because everything that we have, your personal assets, your financial assets, your deeds, everything is funded into your either revocable living trust or your irrevocable trust, depending upon what you want to accomplish. And you know what? There's no estate fee. Typically, an attorney that sets up something like this, they'll also charge a settlement fee for the family. If everything is listed in your trust, what's the attorney have to do? Nothing. Your trustee just goes ahead and gives the finances to the beneficiary or lets the beneficiaries take care of the asset when it's a good time for them to receive it. A lot of times what we're receiving, I have one of my best friends from college when I was in Campus Crusade. He's going through a bad divorce, but guess what his folks did to their property? They put his name on it. And guess what his spouse is going after right now? So sad.
It is. You sell estate plans and you sell peace of mind, but what I think you sell more than anything is for a mom and a dad, a grandpa and a grandpa, grandpa and a grandma, that say, I don't want anybody to fight over this.
Right.
I don't want anybody to fight. I don't want, you know, lawyers involved, and this person gets that person, and they get to decide everything. And so a funeral is a happy death. It is a, you know, we didn't want them to die,
right,
but we know where they're going,
right,
and we know who gets what, and all that's decided well in advance of that, right? You stop the fighting and bickering.
Yeah, exactly. But what typically happens when you're dealing with dollars, it has a tendency to bring out the worst of us, because when you die, what people can't see is underneath your skin. We can't see how you're grieving. That grief comes out in anger. It comes out in ways that you'd never expect, and it's oftentimes to the ones that we love the most.
Yeah.
And so when you get a trust set up, it really prevents all that ugliness that can happen with the family, and it creates what they call, I like to refer as a peaceful private settlement.
And how do you get to that point?
That's a really good question, Scott. First of all, most people start with like a local attorney, but I want to tell you something about attorneys. I love attorneys, but there's only like, just like when it comes to brain surgeons, there's only like 1 or 2% of people out there are actually capable of dissecting your brain and putting it back together so you can live. There's only about 1, maybe 2% of all attorneys out there that actually are really qualified to set something up in such a way that it's not going to be contested, it's not going to be probated, it's going to have a peaceful private settlement, and also we're going to eliminate the legal guardianship when you're incapacitated.
Because you're solving all the things that attorneys are really good at, and that's refereeing a fight or representing you in a fight.
And
right? You're solving all that on the front end by a conversation at your kitchen table.
Right.
Am I right?
You are, and I guess how we are different is, in my opinion, is our services are really unique. And I'm saying this to the extent that when you want to get an estate plan done or you want to get a trust, only 20% of your trust is the legal work. The other 80% of your trust is non-legal administration.
And that's what you do.
And that's what I take care of. But oftentimes what happens, Scott, is if you don't have a planner that works with you, the attorney will send you out what they call a letter of instruction, what you're supposed to do. You're going to look at that thing, and you're going to look
start
at your
shaking.
And you're going to call your, you're going to call up, and next thing
this
you know,
is what, this is Mark helps you through. He's done it for our family. He's done it for my business partner's family. That's why we're passionate about what Mark does, because we just know how many people are in that category. How can they get a hold of you?
You know, the best way to reach me is just on my cell. I get this text me would probably be the easiest way nowadays, just 701-318-0908. And I always like to give something back because so many people have given us so many things over the years.
Significant discount today for pastors.
If you're a minister out there of the gospel of Jesus Christ and you're a pastor of a church or you're a priest or you're
a missionary,
we have an extremely life-standing discount
right.
for you.
318-0908, text Mark Wagner.
Hey,
thanks.
Big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Is that cool or what? Tune into Newsmax every weekday, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Now, Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and the cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your wealth. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, except for Midco. They carry 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. What's up with that? Make sure you let Midco know you can switch. Also, find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today. Newsmax. It's real news for real people. I watch them on Roku and the app. You should too. Or call Midco today so you can watch it there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.